Welcome to Sessions by Monster Chats. Sessions is a new kind of show for us where we ditch the script and instead dig into the real stories behind the people in our professional lives. How do we all come together in this world of entrepreneurship, sales, and unified communications? One session at a time. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking with Laura Neubauer of Kaleidoscope Media Services. We're going to talk about Laura's story and journey as an entrepreneur. My name is Colin Mitchell. I'm the host of Monster Chats and the founder of Monster VoIP. Laura, welcome to Monster Chats. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Glad to be here, Colin.
Yeah, thanks so much for hopping on. I just want to learn a little bit more about your story. Where did you grow up as a kid? How did you become an entrepreneur? And then we'll talk about that journey.
Oh my God, I've been an entrepreneur since I've been in high school many, many, many years ago, okay? So I always knew I wanted to work for myself, okay? And so in high school, I mean, I did odd jobs. We did singing telegrams, you know, we got into the pet industry. And right out of high school, I had a pet food and treat and pet toy delivery service.
Oh,
you know what
wow.
That's called today? That's called Chewy.com, okay? So I had the first Chewy.com, you know, way before there was a Chewy.com, you know, and I probably have had over a dozen different business ventures and have built and sold several million-dollar companies in my career. I'm kind of coming out of a little bit of a retirement period for the last 6 years to start up Kaleidoscope Media over the past year.
Wow. Okay. So entrepreneurship is in your blood, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What have been some of your biggest like learning lessons as an entrepreneur?
Well, I think one lesson is never be too proud. And what I mean by that is never be too proud to ask for help. The sooner you ask for the help, the sooner you can have solutions to whatever challenges you're having, and you can overcome them much quicker. So that's one piece of advice, is never be too proud. And and also, you know, to make sure you do have some sort of structure, but I also believe that business is fun, and you should make business fun all the time and create a fun environment, create a fun atmosphere, and create a fun you know, for yourself. So it doesn't seem like work all the time, because some of the business I've had have been very corporate structured, although I made some fun within that, you know, structured type of business. You know, maybe they weren't a passion business of mine, but I still had fun operating the business.
Right. And does that come with like building the team and the culture for you?
Oh yes, absolutely. And to have that team buy into the fun, buy into the success, buy into the work ethics that we have to do to, you know, deliver extraordinary experiences to the customer. Because everything I do, I build it backwards from the customer experience. It's not me being the best business owner. It's not me thinking what's best for everybody out there in the world. It's looking at the world and the consumer and what the consumer needs and what experience the consumer is going to receive by spending that money with me.
I love that. I'm very similar in that way, where I always try to think about what is the consumer, what is the customer not going to like? And then let's fix or create the offer around what we know they don't like, or the feedback that we're getting, or the things that they say they don't like about other people in the markets, you know, space, whatever space you're in, and create the offer around solving all of the things that they don't like, which I think is super effective. And I don't know why more people don't do that.
Well, even when you're on a sales call and you're getting objection on a sales call where they're saying, everything's perfect, I love my vendor, I'm not changing, thanks for meeting with me today, right? We've all had those sales calls.
Yeah.
Can you just ask them, can you just write down three things that you wish your provider, you know, provided for you that they don't? Mm-hmm. They always come up with three. I've never had one person say, oh no, they deliver everything I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
So more we can listen.
And my favorite is when they say no, just simply asking them, hey, I'm looking to get better. I'd love it if you could tell me why you're not interested.
Right.
And I would say probably most people don't ask that question because they're either offended or taking it personally or decide, okay, I'm just going to move on. But that feedback is so valuable. To skip over that, you're really doing yourself a disservice, because a lot of times when they say they're not interested, they're really just not properly informed, or you didn't deliver your message or your value proposition in a way that they understood. And a lot of times their reason that they're not interested is something that can be talked through.
Absolutely. And that feedback's important. And even though we're in a creative market now at Kaleidoscope Media Services and creating digital products and in the creative space, my team is built with business strategists. It's built with growth specialists, business growth specialists. So we take that. So that feedback's important, so we can build different offerings for clients. So if you do get that objection, maybe there's another product you can offer them. You know, hey, your one-on-one coaching is too much. Okay, well, you can have this other product. Or, you know, now's not the right time. Okay, well, you can listen to it at your convenience, right? So you're getting that feedback's important, so you can create those products and offerings and maybe have an alternative product to sell the customer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what you're saying is, like, sometimes the not interested is just not right now. Too,
right, exactly.
Right? So, okay. So tell me, I know you've been an entrepreneur for some time, and you've been involved in many businesses, as you mentioned. What have been some of your harder moments or businesses? I mean, most great entrepreneurs that stick on that path we've all had our failures. So what have been some of your tough moments or biggest failures down your journey?
Well, I tell you, I was A&M manager for a transportation company for many years before I purchased the company in Los Angeles, a transportation logistics company in Los Angeles. And I did it, I purchased the company on December 16th, and I opened up for business on January 1st in 2005. And so during the Christmas season, in less than 15 days, trying to open up a company under a new brand and everything. But what I didn't think of at the time is, you know, I got a great deal to finance and everything else, but I really didn't consider buying a company and having established expenses versus a startup company where your expenses grow with you.
Mm.
So therefore, at the end of 30 days, when you have payroll, vendors, and everybody else asking for money, you know, that was probably one of my biggest challenges to overcome, because like startups, they all grow with you, right? The revenue comes in, your costs, but these were established costs that were not planned and prepared for.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And but now obviously that challenge was probably a huge learning lesson, right? So what did you gain out of that?
That sometimes you have to go out there and be bold with confidence and basically jump off a cliff and maybe do something that is very risky. You know, it was very risky to take on that set of responsibility. But I also now believe that risks deliver big gains,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we were able to overcome it. I asked for help from someone. Someone helped me, you know, through that process. And we got over that hump and over that huge mountain, right? But it was okay. We slid on down there, and we slid on down to a very successful growth path after that.
Yeah, and that ties back to one of those things you said, being willing to ask for help.
Correct. Correct.
Right. So that's great. So tell me a little bit more about the things that you guys are working on now. I know that, you know, we talked a little bit before we hopped on here. You guys have a program that you're putting together that I'm really interested to learn more about.
Absolutely. Well, Kaleidoscope Media Services, the biggest thing we do is build people's digital products, e-learning modules, learning academies, and communities for people. So a lot of people are teaching people how to create those. We actually build them for authors, speakers, and consultants that want to get into that market. We also have some of our own products that we do. And one of them is Innovate Her Business Community, which is like a gym for female entrepreneurs.
Okay.
You know, it's like every day we're challenging you with something, you know, and so that's really cool. And then the big one we're launching in September is called eTeenpreneur. Mm-hmm. And that is to teach teenagers how to build businesses, get into entrepreneurship business, and become leaders at, you know, 13 to 18 years of age. And we did this for several reasons. Number one, it is perfect for the time we're in to have extra component of learning, especially if people are homeschooling or distance learning this fall. Mm-hmm. But this is a new product. We've been working on this for about 2 years now. So, and it's also, you know, not everybody's going to college. Not everybody's going to accept that the college tuition, right, and the huge college debt. And not everybody's going out there to be an attorney or a doctor. So if someone is like a teenager these days and maybe is not academically doing well in school, but is great in the art program at their school, well, maybe they want to open up a tattoo parlor, right? Well, let's make sure they open up a tattoo parlor that's completely profitable and they know all the business theories that go on with operating business, or a hairdresser, or the trades. The trades are huge. We have to teach people how to do the trades because, you know, the next 5-10 years, are we going to have people, you know, plumbers, painters, contractors, you know? So we have to look at training, you know, the youth to come and, you know, be successful and give them a leg up prior to the college experience.
I love it. Where did the inspiration for that project come from?
Well, I am a softball coach at the high school level, club sports and everything else. So I've trained girls for college scholarships for many, many years. Okay. And I always look not so much for the all-star greatest player out there. I think everybody should have a fair shake. So I normally look at the B and C level players, bring them in and create champions out of them and make sure they're successful in life. So I think we can do that with the E-Teampreneur program as well, that everybody can have a fair shake, right? Mm. Everybody has the opportunity. Everybody can get the motivation and the information they need to be successful. And so we've created this great program that, you know, there's e-learning courses for them. There is community for them to talk to. They can work in small groups. We'll have leaders in the business community come and do speeches for them. And so they can learn from the experts as well. And so we're just having a ball with it. We are just having a ball. And especially now that it's so critical with the distance learning. Wow. Yeah. I mean, what a time. I mean, our timing is perfect to launch this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and now people are getting more used to learning, you know, via a course or online or, you know, and things like that. So I think that the timing is definitely perfect. And, you know, because I think that a lot of people maybe were unsure about online learning, and now they've kind of been forced to like, hey, we got to figure out a way to do this. And probably people will do well with, you know, that sort of format that maybe thought it wasn't for them.
Yeah, and it's very important, especially for some of these teenagers that, you know, I was asked for like a life coach for teenagers. You know, well, all my kids want to be influencers. All my kids want to be, you know, YouTubers, right? So what do you say to them? And I'm like, they still have to know how to do a business plan.
Yeah.
They still know how to set goals. You can't go from 1 to 1 million followers, right? So you have to set those goals and the strategies in which they're going to, you know, reach their final outcome. So, you know, I said it's still good for, you know, those teenagers that think they're going to make it big, right? Mm.
Yeah, or maybe, you know, give them something to actually pay the bills while they're working on that other plan.
Absolutely.
Well, Laura, it's been awesome having you on here. Before I let you go, please tell people where they can connect with you online, where they can learn more about the stuff that you're working on, and anything else you want to let folks know.
Sure. They can find us online at kaleidoscopemediaservices.com, and that make sure you put the services with kaleidoscopemediaservices.com. And then we have a wait list actually for E-Teampreneur right now. So if you want to know when that's launching in September, just go to eteampreneur.com, all one word, and sign up on the wait list and learn more about E-Teampreneur.
Yeah, we'll drop the link for that when we release the episode for sure. Thank you so much again for your time today. Really appreciate it. Welcome to the Monster Chats community. If you're listening to the podcast, please subscribe, share with your friends, and we're listening for your feedback. The show is all about you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Sessions by Monster Chats, presented to you by Monster VoIP. Monster VoIP started, frankly, because we were sick and tired of getting gouged on our business phone bill and getting dropped calls all of the time. Today, Monster VoIP serves over 6,000 customers and is passionate about saving businesses money and giving them the features that they need in a modern tech stack for today's companies. Text TRIAL to 424-378-6966 to get your free trial of Monster VoIP.